A startup aims to discover a viable business model. The primary objective of any startup is to find a business model that is both profitable and sustainable. Even the most detailed milestone plans or the best execution will not help if there isn't a sustainable business model. If you want your company to be more than just a temporary project, you must find a way to attract customers and generate income by serving them. For example, if you want to create a business around online kilt knitting instructions, you need to ask yourself if anyone is interested in these instructions. Consider if there is a way to make money from them. If the answer is no, look for something that people want and are willing to pay for. Therefore, your only goal should be to find a sustainable business model that works now and can work in the future. This means identifying which products your potential customers desire and how to turn those desires into steady income. The management of any startup must focus the entire company on achieving this main goal. The quicker a startup discovers a sustainable business model, the more likely it is to succeed. The goal of a startup is to discover a sustainable business model. Discover your sustainable business model through tested learning. Startups need to discover what their customers want and how to profit from it. They must identify the right product for the right audience and learn how to sell it. Creating a great plan from the start is not necessary. Instead, startups should focus on continuous learning. This means using a scientific method to validate their learning. To begin this process, you must develop hypotheses about which products will succeed in a specific market. For example, U.S. customers will be willing to purchase shoes online. These basic hypotheses require testing. Only by talking to real customers can startups confirm they are on the path to a sustainable business model. Avoid using questionnaires or fictional customers. Instead, engage with real customers in actual settings. The best way to find out if people will buy your product is to offer it and observe their reactions. Consider the success of Zappos. It began with a hypothesis that people would buy shoes online. To test this idea, the company took photos of shoes in stores and showcased them on a fake website. When customers attempted to buy the shoes, Zappos realized their hypothesis was correct. This method helped establish one of the most successful business models in recent years. Discover your sustainable business model through validated learning. Test your value and growth assumptions. Creating a product involves a leap of faith. A founder believes in the product's future success, even without any proof. To quickly move from belief to knowledge, every founder must test two key assumptions. 1. The value hypothesis assumes that a product will provide value to customers. It means that early adopters will discover and appreciate the product. 2. The growth hypothesis states that the product will appeal not just to a small group of early adopters, but will also reach a larger market later. Founders should test both assumptions as soon as possible. If these assumptions are validated, it makes sense to invest time and resources into product development. Take Facebook, for example. They validated both hypotheses early on when the network had few users. First, registered users were highly active. Over half logged in at least once daily, providing strong evidence for the value hypothesis. Second, Facebook experienced amazing user activation rates. In colleges where Facebook launched, 3/4 of students signed up within a month, all without spending any money on marketing. This confirmed the growth hypothesis as well. These impressive results convinced investors to believe in the social network's future. They chose to invest millions at a very early stage. Test your value and growth hypotheses. Create a basic product to test your idea in the market. Many entrepreneurs invest excessive time creating a product on their own, without knowing whether there is a real market for it. To build a sustainable business, you need to quickly discover if there is demand for your product. The fastest way to get real feedback is to create a minimal version of your product. This minimal viable product, MVP, should be as simple as possible. It needs to include only what is necessary for customers to understand how your product would work, providing just enough for useful feedback. The MVP can be a basic prototype of your product, or even a smoke test, where you pretend to sell a product that does not exist. An example is uploading pictures of shoes to a web shop, even if you can't sell them yet. Take the founders of Dropbox. They recognized that developing their product would take time. They decided on a simple way to validate their idea. They made a video to present their concept. The founders believed there was demand for this product, and they were correct. In just one night, 75,000 people signed up for their waiting list. The Dropbox team knew they were on the right path. They could now confidently begin developing the actual product. Before embarking on the development process, every startup must confirm that there is genuine demand for their product. It is essential to create a minimal viable product to evaluate your concept in the marketplace. Build, measure, and learn quickly and frequently. In the search for a sustainable business model, learning is the top priority. Every startup must figure out which products to create and how to make money from them. This learning cannot happen if you disconnect from the real world. You must go out, show your product to customers, gather their feedback, and learn from it. To help with this, set up BML loops. BML stands for the cycle: build, measure, learn. First, create a simple version of your product, such as a prototype or a smoke test. Next, take this product to its target market and collect customer feedback. Gather quantitative data from this experiment to measure interest in your product. For example, see how many people click the purchase button on your fake web shop. While measuring, focus on more than just the numbers. Talk to your customers to understand their impressions and opinions. Use what you learn from one cycle to design and build a better product. This leads you into the next BML cycle. Repeat this process until you discover a sustainable business model. Speed is crucial. Each BML loop helps you enhance your product and offers insights into what your customers desire. The more loops you complete, the higher your chances of finding a sustainable business model. Build, measure, learn. Do it quickly and often. Use split tests to improve your product. When developing a product, startups need to identify what is valuable and what is waste. They must determine which features attract customers and which ones do not. Valuable features help the company gain more customers or boost revenue. Features that do not contribute to these goals are wasteful, even if the founders or engineers believe they are essential. A smart method to separate value from waste is split testing. When considering a new feature or modifying an existing one, create two versions of the product, one with the new feature and one without. Testing both versions helps you discover which one customers prefer. Mail order companies were the first to use this technique. They would print two versions of a catalog to see if a new layout would increase orders. 50% of customers received the old design, while the other half received the new one. Both catalogs were identical in every other way, so companies could easily compare the number of orders from each group. This data revealed whether the new design was better. In the same way, any startup can test changes before implementing them. For example, if you want to know if your website performs better in red than in blue, create two test versions and monitor customer click rates for a few days. Every change to your product should undergo this testing approach before you put it into action. Use split tests to enhance your product. Search for the right business model often requires a pivot. Many startups fall for the common myth that success comes from just perseverance and a strong will. They imagine a heroic founder who has a great idea and battles through many challenges until it becomes successful. However, this mindset often leads startups to what is called the land of the living dead. Like mindless zombies, they fail to see signs that their product is not wanted in the market and continue to push it. To prevent this, you should regularly ask yourself how to improve your product and better connect with your market. You should also consider if a pivot might be necessary. A pivot means making a major change in direction. Pivots can involve different approaches, like redefining your product's core value, targeting a new customer group, or altering your main sales channel. A key sign of a pivot is that the basic assumptions of the startup have shifted, meaning new ideas must be tested. Choosing to pivot is often challenging, and many startups delay this decision. That's why it helps to hold monthly pivot meetings. In these meetings, you can honestly review the data you have collected and determine if you need to change direction. Many successful startups had to pivot several times before finding their footing. For example, Groupon began as a platform for activism and fundraising before becoming the daily deal site it is known as today. To discover the right business model for your startup, you typically need to pivot. Every startup should focus on one growth engine initially. A core part of any business model is a growth engine that prevents stagnation. There are three main types of growth engines. 1. The sticky engine focuses on keeping existing customers who provide consistent revenue. Instead of trying to attract new customers through marketing, the goal is to encourage current customers to use the product more often by introducing new features or offering excellent service. 2. The viral engine relies on existing customers to promote the company. Word of mouth spreads product awareness among potential customers. This approach can significantly reduce marketing costs, so it's important to make it easy for customers to participate in this kind of marketing. A well-known example of a viral engine is Hotmail's automatic email signature. P.S. Get your free email at Hotmail. 3. Finally, the paid engine involves spending on marketing, such as paid online ads. This approach is only sustainable if the revenue from existing customers is higher than the cost of acquiring new users. You can use all three growth engines at once, but it's often better to focus on just one initially. This focus helps that engine gain momentum quickly. Concentrating on one growth engine also simplifies evaluating the success of new features. If they enhance the growth engine, they add value. If they don't, they become wasteful. Every startup should begin by concentrating on one growth engine. Vanity metrics appear good but don't reveal sustainability. No startup can establish a sustainable business model without occasionally pausing to find the right direction. These directions come from analyzing the right metrics. To see if you are making progress toward your long-term goals, you need to review the data you have collected. Unfortunately, many startups fall for the allure of vanity metrics. These are metrics that look good but are useless or even harmful. They may make a company seem successful, but they do not help in achieving its goals. When startups focus on vanity metrics, they look into a business version of a flattering mirror. This makes it hard to recognize real problems and solve them. For example, it may feel good to get a lot of media attention or Facebook fans. However, these signs should not be seen as success. They do not pay the bills, so do not waste energy on these meaningless metrics. Other vanity metrics include the hours you have worked on a product or the number of milestones you have reached. These numbers might not relate to your startup success. Thus, your goal should not be to maximize them. Even if someone works 100 hours a week, those hours might be spent on tasks that do not contribute to long-term success. To succeed, it's essential to establish a sustainable business model and develop a loyal customer base for your product. Focusing on the wrong metrics will hinder this process. While vanity metrics may appear impressive, they are deceptive and won't assist you in creating a viable business model. Every startup must identify and analyze its key metrics. Tracking the right metrics and evaluating them regularly is essential for any startup. You will only know you are moving toward a sustainable business model when you see improvement in your metrics. The key metrics vary for each startup, however, they often encompass growth in the number of paying customers, the average session duration per customer, and the number of recommendations produced per 1,000 customers. Each startup must determine its own metrics to provide direction and a realistic view of progress. When analyzing data, consider using cohort analysis. Instead of looking at overall revenue or user growth, compare the behavior of new customers with older ones. For example, if your core metric is the recommendation rate, check how often customers who signed up 6 months ago recommended your product to friends. Also, look at customers who signed up 4 months ago and those who signed up 2 months ago. By comparing different groups of users who signed up at various times, you can track your progress toward your goals by looking at their recommendation rates. You are making progress only when the metric improves. If not, you are not moving forward. Every startup must identify its key metrics and analyze them effectively. Key points. 1. Continuous learning and testing customer needs help to refine products. 2. Creating a minimal viable product, MVP, allows for quick market feedback. 3. Building, measuring, and learning from customer interactions accelerates growth. 4. Split testing helps identify valuable product features and eliminate waste. 5. Focusing on one growth engine initially boosts momentum and simplifies evaluation. 6. Tracking key metrics accurately is essential for understanding progress and making adjustments.